And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I've done several podcasts already. They're short podcasts, 5-10 minutes or so. You may or may not agree with me, but that's okay. Hey, did you listen to that pickleball song I wrote on one of my previous podcasts? I told you to go listen to it, D. Beasley Music. See, if you're ugly and you're sad, play pickleball. Then you'll just be ugly. Everybody's playing pickleball. All right. Here's what I want to say today. 90% of the population does not know this. I'm going to take a wild guess. 50% of people in the real estate industry probably don't know this, or they've forgotten this, okay? But you can assume an existing mortgage. Wouldn't you, with rates close to 7% today, if you could assume a 3.5% loan out there and save $500, $600, $700, $800 a month? Wouldn't you want to do that? Okay. Now, pluses and minuses. Which loans can you assume? FHA can be assumed. VA can be assumed. And real development, USDA, real development. Those are very popular loans, maybe not in some states, but in this part of the country, that's 100% loan, no down payment. Those are home runs. There's an income limit, but it's higher than most of you people anyways. And it doesn't have to be out in the desert on 100 acres. So real development loans or USDA loans are very, very, very popular. But FHA, VA, and real development can be assumed. Now, people say, well, VA has to be assumed by a veteran. No, it doesn't. A VA loan, if you have a VA mortgage, somebody that is not a veteran can assume that VA loan. But your eligibility is not reinstated. Now, if you're 90 years old and you want to sell your house and you want to go to a nursing home with pickleball and, you know, music and all that, then you don't care. You're not going to use it again anyways. But the case can be assumed, but your eligibility cannot be reinstated unless it's assumed by another veteran. Now, the people buying or assuming your mortgage, they have to qualify. They have to go through the process, just like if they were going to buy another house, go through their lender to be processed and approved. They have to be processed and approved to assume your loan and you be released from that liability. Now, 98% of you were not born in 1920 like me, so you don't know this. But in 1989, FHA mortgages, until 1989, FHA loans were assumable and you didn't have to qualify. I was in Oklahoma City. I was the number three agent in Oklahoma City back then. And people were getting FHA loans. I did it. Get an FHA loan, put it up for sale on an assumption. Somebody gave you $10,000, take over the payments. It's done. VA loans were assumable without qualifying, I think, until 1982. But since then, they can be assumed, but the buyer has to qualify for that, okay? Now, what's the downside of it? The number one downside, I think there's two probably, the equity. Somebody buys a house, and the low rates were back in the 20s and 21. I own two condos, one in Northeast Louisiana where we live on the river and one in Gulf Shores on the beach. My condo here, 2.75% interest. My condo on the beach, 3.375 or something like that. No, we're going to die in those two places. We ain't giving those rates up. Those rates, if you assume a mortgage, you would want to assume it because the rate was substantially lower than the current rate. And ideally, at that 2.5%, 3.5%, 4%. Now, I own several businesses. My love of real estate, I have a real estate company, 120 agents or so. We've had assumptions every month. So they do happen, but most of those assumptions are ones back in the 2021. So if you go 4 years back and somebody bought a house and you go just normal 5% appreciation, and we've seen 10 and 20% in different markets, but let's just say 5%. Well, that, say, $200,000 home in 4 years has gone up 20% or $40,000. So they now have $40,000 equity from appreciation plus their principal reduction on the loan, plus if they made any down payment. So the downside, 80% of the downside, is the equity. Somebody has a mortgage. If you're buying a home, ask your realtor, pick out the homes you want, ask your realtor to check and see what type mortgages those are. If they're FHA, VA, or Rural Development, USDA, then ask what the interest rate is. If that mortgage was made 3 or 4 years ago, it's going to be a good rate. And rates were low in the past, too. But I had one today. Somebody called me and wanted to know if they had a 6.9% rate and wanted to know, the lender said they could drop it to 5.7, redo it at 5.7. And yes, I said do it if there's no closing cost, okay? If there's closing cost, you got to add that in there, whatever. But the equity, that's your problem. If you can assume it, why wouldn't a seller, if you own a house and it hadn't sold and you're on an FHA, VA, come on, people. Tell your realtor to start advertising an assumption. Somebody assumes that you're taking off the mortgage, but they got to come up with the equity, okay? Now, if your equity is only $20,000 or $30,000, they might have it, family may help them, or they can go out and borrow it. Unlike a new mortgage, now people say, well, you can't borrow the down payment and buy a house. I don't think that's true. I think there's two exceptions. You can borrow the money for down payment, but the two rules are the money cannot, the loan that you get cannot be secured as a second mortgage against the house you're buying, and it can't be unsecured, is my opinion, okay? If you have own some land someplace and you can borrow against the land, the more you can, okay. But for the equity to assume a loan, you can go out and borrow that money. I'm not going to get into the calculations. Now, any of you can call me if you want to. I mean, my number's everywhere. I'll be glad to tell you, I don't want any money. But there's a plus and minus. If you go borrow the money, the payment on that, plus the lower mortgage you'd be assuming, it's still probably going to be a little bit higher than if you just go out and get a loan. But your terms are going to be shorter. Your term on the first mortgage, instead of 30 years, is probably going to be 25 years or something. And then if you do get a second mortgage, borrow the money, that's probably going to be 10 years or 15 years or something like that. All right, so that kind of wraps that up on the assumption. My extra, I always do an extra, written hundreds of songs and all that stuff. My extra today on this video is a song I wrote, recorded. A very famous person moved back into our area. He was like 80-some-odd years old. I won't say who he was because family may know. Very famous. I was asked if my wife and I would personally help him buy a house. And I said, sure. So we made friends. I took him to lunch. We went out, had a great time, laughed and cut up. Found a house perfect for him. And he said, I want to buy this house. I said, well, let's get your family. You're moving here. You're moving back here from Texas to be with your family in your final days, right? He said, yes. I said, well, let's get your family over here and have them look at the house. So make sure. And he said, no, they're too busy. They're not going to be able to do that. I said, your family here is too busy to come over and look at the house that you're buying here so you can be closer to them. He said, yeah. And we all thought about that. His sister called. He moved to another state, and he's now passed away. But I thought about that night, and I wrote what I think is one of my better songs, Don't Forget About Me, So I hope you enjoy this. God bless you.